Creative Control with Vish Khanna.
Why, hello, and happy new year. I just ate a bunch of chocolate almonds. I probably should have washed those down further before speaking to you. But it's nice. It's a nice little taste in my mouth. First show of the new year, 2014. How you doing? I'm doing okay. There was a technological disaster. My podcast-making computer wouldn't turn on. It was very frightening. I have a very primitive setup here at home. I've got basically one computer feeding into another. I've got my trusty MacBook. It feeds into this ancient Dell. It's a PC, and I got the audio software on there, and I got a lot of my shows on there, archive shows, interviews I've recorded. It just wouldn't turn on. It was very frightening. Took it into the shop. I kind of knew, I had a feeling, if it wasn't turning on, that didn't necessarily mean internal stuff. Something was maybe going on with the power supply. That's what it was. Replaced it. I'm back. So we're back. So I had an episode I was going to air earlier this week. Didn't do it. I'll air it. Maybe I'll do it tomorrow if I have time. I don't know. I'll figure it out. Anyway, on this episode, Joel Gibb of the Hidden Cameras and I have a chat. I spoke with him during my CFRU show. You know, the CFRU version of Creative Control. I spoke to him just yesterday, Wednesday. And it was during the lunch hour. It was good. Good chat. Insightful. Informative. We talked about the new Hidden Cameras record, Age. Joel and I will be having a live discussion as part of my fake TV talk show that is real at the same time. Long Night with Vish Khanna happening Friday, January 10th at the Great Hall in Toronto. That's 1087 Queen Street West. It's part of the Long Winter Festival that I am a co-organizer of, and we're very excited. There's a lot of stuff happening. The whole thing starts at 7 p.m. The talk show that I host starts at 10 p.m. and goes to 11. And this week, we have Joel Gibb of the Hidden Cameras. We have film critic Jason Anderson. We have comedian Kathleen Phillips-Locke. And we have a music panel discussing what 2014 might have in store for us. Music panel featuring Anupa Mystery, Stuart Berman, Julia LeConte, Cam Lindsay, James Keast, and myself. So that's the show happening. If you can make it, that would be great. Long Winter is fun. It's pay what you can. It's all ages. People seem to be loving it a lot this year. We're really pleased and humbled at all the affection we've been getting. And yeah, the Hidden Cameras are playing Long Winter. Joel is going to be on my talk show. We'll probably talk about a lot of the stuff that you're about to hear about. So if you can't make it to Long Winter, you can just listen to this. But if you can make it, you get to hear it twice, right? All right, here it is. Joel Gibb and I, and you'll get... Hey, by the way, tune in all the way. Brand new Hidden Cameras song. Record's not even out till January 21st. How do you like that? You're welcome. You're welcome. Hey, this week's episode is brought to you by Pizza Trocadero. For my money, the best pizza you can eat in Guelph, Ontario. A proud independent family business run by a punk rocker, Trocadero only uses a rich array of fresh ingredients cut by hand and homemade dough made daily, all baked to perfection inside of a stone oven. It's gourmet panzerotti, calzones, wings, salads, garlic bread, breadsticks, and oh man, the pizza. The pizza. Personally, I like the gourmet Domateo with goat cheese, artichoke, roasted red pepper, mushrooms. I sub out the turkey breast for eggplant, but that's just me. Wash the whole thing down with a brio? Man, I am getting hungry just talking about this. Call Pizza Trocadero at 519-829-2444. Visit them at 7 Municipal Street in Guelph and online at trocaderoguelph.ca. TrocaderoGuelph.ca. That's Pizza Trocadero, a place of the good trade. Joel Gibb is the founder and visionary behind The Hidden Cameras, one of the most provocative and significant bands to ever emerge from Canada. For the last few years, Gibb has been bouncing between Berlin and Toronto, but seems to be back in Ontario for the foreseeable future, just in time to celebrate the release of a new Hidden Cameras album. It's called Age. It's out on the Evil Evil imprint on January 21st. And here now to discuss this further is the man himself, Joel Gibb. Joel, are you there?
Yes, hello. How are you doing?
I'm very well. How are you?
Pretty good.
Are you hunkering down there? How is it in Toronto today?
It's cold. I'm at James Bunton's house recording.
Oh, James Bunton. He's a former
from
Guelph.
Obiju.
Yes, that's
exactly
right. Yeah, from Obiju, but he's a former Guelph resident.
Yes, he says hello, actually.
Oh, hi, James. Tell him I say
he's
hi.
He's editing my vocals downstairs.
Now, what are you recording with James? You just got a record coming out. What possible thing could you be recording already?
Oh, I have a whole other record pretty much finished, so...
Wow.
Yeah, and then yesterday we did a little experiment with another song.
Oh, okay. So how many songs are you working on there with James?
Who can count? Who can say?
Well, lots of people.
One at a time.
People who know how to count can count. I just want to point that out to you. I mean, there are people who can count. Okay, well, you got a slew of them is what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, that's great. That's great. Now, I should say welcome back to Toronto. You have been in Germany for a while, right?
Here and there, yeah. I've spent some time there for sure.
And what drew you from Toronto to Germany?
Just expanding my horizons, getting a little foreign language in me. I don't know. I really like Europe, so
pretty organic stuff. Nothing in particular. Did you tour there and then decide this would be a nice place to live?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, there's so many Canadians in Berlin as well, so it doesn't feel like such a far away place actually.
Right, and so did you have friends there, or they became friends because they were Canadian?
I think both.
Oh, okay, that's interesting. Well, welcome back. Now, if I understand correctly, you grew up in Mississauga, right?
Yes. My formative years were in Mississauga.
Formative years, and this is a suburb just outside of Toronto. For people who don't know, what was it like growing up in Mississauga for you?
It's pretty boring, I guess. Suburbs. I mean, you know, we've had the same mayor since 1978.
Right, and isn't she just about to retire or something?
I don't. I hope so.
Is she a bad mayor?
I really hope so. Who knows?
apparently
she balances. She keeps the books balanced, and apparently that's the only thing that matters.
Right, right. Well, that's all you really. That's what you want from a mayor, really.
Oh, that's the only thing you want from them there. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I can't... I mean, was there... I remember I used to play in hardcore bands based out of Guelph, and we would often go to Mississauga to play punk shows. And so there seemed to be like an underbelly of stuff going on there.
Where were the gigs? In Streetsville?
Yeah, that's right. In Streetsville at the YMCA and at the Lodge, I think.
Yeah.
Did you go to those shows?
No.
Why not?
Because there was better ones in Toronto.
Oh, okay. So you always had an eye towards Toronto.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, yeah. See, I'm asking you this question because I've been listening to Age, the new album, and it feels to me like you're kind of, and it doesn't seem nostalgic, it just seems like you're reflecting upon your life a little bit. Is that fair?
Yeah, I guess so. I think that's what I'm always doing, really. But yeah, it's particularly kind of reflecting on my adolescence somehow.
Right, and I mean, I in particular songs like, I mean, maybe it runs through by the sounds of it, it runs through the entire record, but when I was listening to the song Year of the Spawn today, it really occurred to me that this was a coming-of-age story, so to speak, no pun intended. Is that fair?
Yes, for sure. The whole record, that's why I call the record Age, because it's a coming-of-age record. It's kind of about those moments that initiate you into adulthood.
Right. Okay. Now, speaking of formative years, coming into adulthood, when did you move to Toronto? How old were you?
I mean, I went to University of Toronto, so I kind of moved downtown for my first semester, but then I moved back to Mississauga.
Oh, you did?
So I've always been kind of back and forth.
Okay. And was living in Toronto a shock to your system?
A little bit, yeah, especially with the people that I lived with.
Oh, like just you had strange roommates? Is that what you mean?
I had to run back home after one semester.
Where were you living? Were you living in a house or like in a dorm or something?
In a house just north of St. Clair. Mm-hmm. It was a little too far away from things, but yeah, it was fun.
But you didn't. You clearly did not like the people. Are the people of any renown, or they were just strange roommates?
It's just strange, yeah.
Okay, well now you have sort of... If you have been away, let's for the sake of argument say you have been away, you've arrived back in Toronto just as Mayor Rob Ford has been imploding, making the world news. What's your take on the state of your city and what he's been going through?
Yeah, it kind of kept me up late at night and from Berlin because all the news, you know, the news would hit at around 5 o'clock every day.
Right.
And then, you know, it's 6 hours later. So you're kind of like seeing the news at around 11 or 12. And it's hard to go to sleep. It was for me. I don't know. I've been on Toronto time for 2 months.
Right. And so do you, was this because you care deeply for the city? Like, were you feeling like, oh my.
It was just more shock. It was more like jaw open kind of.
Oh.
Watching a car crash.
Did you know much about, because you've been away, let's say, like you've been in and out of the city. You know, a lot of people kind of forecasted some kind of incidents with this guy. You know, he kind of, as a council person, as a councilman, you know, he kind of said and did a lot of questionable stuff. Like, were you like, well, I knew this was going to happen, or were you just, it sounds like you were just completely shocked.
No, it's pretty, I wasn't, it's not so shocking, but you still can't help but be shocked by it, you know?
Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah. Well, I don't know if this is a good segue or not, but when I think of, well, as I say, I've been listening to Age a lot, and it occurs to me that, you know, while I think some people view Hidden Cameras as this party band, the record is, I think the record is actually a reminder of just how outspoken and subversive your music can be. You know, we mentioned how it's reflective of your own life, but things like Doom and Gay Goth Scene feel kind of like protest songs to me. Do you suppose Age has a political undercurrent?
Yeah, I think it's the angriest record I've made, and I keep throwing the term queer rage around without having to specifically explain it. But yeah, I would say there's something going on there for sure.
Okay, now, but you don't know where it stems from. Is it an angst about? Let's like, if we break it down, you're talking about your own life. You've titled it Age. Are you angsty about growing older? Is that kind of part of are you self-conscious about aging?
I'm just aware of it. But you know, age is also refers to the age we're living in.
Right.
And the inside image of the record is a pencil portrait by G.B. Jones of Chelsea Manning.
Uh-huh.
So that's the most political aspect of the record, would be that visual element. So I hope everybody orders the record.
Oh, okay.
There's two versions. There's one in the vinyl that's different than the CD.
Oh, okay. I did not.
They're really amazing portraits that G.B. Jones did. So,
what do you make of the Bradley Manning situation exactly?
I don't know what to say. I mean, it's just amazing, you know?
It is pretty.
Not a lot of people have that kind of moral strength in this age. You know, it's like a digital age, disposable communication, and it's just something that I've just been thinking about a lot, like since I've been making this record. And I can't even really explain why. Sometimes I just get an idea in my head, and it's just, that's the connection. That's the image. That's, yeah.
Okay. No, that's fair. I mean, you mentioned the age we're living in, and, you know, lately there's been a lot more chatter about same-sex marriage in the United States. Homosexuality has proven to be a divisive subject at the upcoming Sochi Olympic Games in Russia. You mentioned Bradley Manning. There was the Duck Dynasty guy really recently expressing homophobic views. And I'm curious, I mean, maybe you're not comfortable speaking on this because it's a broad subject, but as an outspoken gay man, do you have any particular views about how culture is currently, or well, your culture, if I may, how it's being currently discussed and examined in the media and the world at large?
Yeah, well, the Cold War seems to be being fought now over the gay issue, which is, to me, just crazy. So I think that with each advancement, there's a pullback, you know. And right now, it's like society is dealing with like this blowback or this reaction, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Like, whereas for me at least, it feels like the 2000s were a much better decade, you know, for freedom and advancement and social change. And I feel like this new decade is, we're reacting to that.
Interesting.
You know, whether it be these laws in Russia or, you know, more homophobic kind of bullying stories you hear about, or, you know what I mean? Like Glee on TV. Well, that's kind of nice because there's, you know, I guess, I don't know the show, but I think it's like, kind of got some gay characters and gay content and narratives, but then you've got equally, you've got these people that hate Glee and hate the people on Glee.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what I mean? Like, it's this back and forth thing.
But
so with every advancement, you have to expect, you know what I mean? A reaction, and then you have to fight back with a bigger fist.
So that's
what this record, to me, is sort of partly about.
Right, but I assume that in any kind of civil rights issue, if you will, that, you know, any time that the issues are being discussed, it is a potentially more healthy situation than having those same issues repressed. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, for sure.
So, like, all of this controversy that I allude to, you mentioned Glee. My wife and I have been watching Orange is the New Black, which is a show primarily based around gay characters. Have you seen this show, by the way?
No.
It's good. Do you watch any TV?
No, not really.
Now, why? You don't watch any TV?
I watched Breaking Bad.
Breaking Bad. That was an amazing show. That's my favorite show.
I should get a new TV show, I guess. Maybe it'll be that one.
Orange is the New Black is good. It's on Netflix, and I've been enjoying it. The performances are great. It's great. It's really great. But anyway, my point is, and you know, when I see that critics, and again, I don't know if this helps, but when critics say, well, that was in the top five best shows of last year, and it's focused on the issues that it's focused on,
yeah.
I kind of see that as being a healthy thing. And despite the resistance, I think when people are very outspoken about the resistance, it just raises more awareness of the issue, and we start talking about it more. I mean, I suppose ultimately you just want to move to the point where no one even thinks about it anymore. It's just accepted.
Maybe, but that also alienates a certain ignorant portion of society to, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know anything about the Dynasty, but, like, it's like that kind of talk comes from that, you know?
Mm-hmm. It does. I mean, the context of that was that this guy did an interview in a magazine. Like, it wasn't something that happened on the show.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's kind of a weird thing. And then, in a sense, it became, and I'm not trying to be overly cynical, but then it became like a ratings, like, it's going to actually ultimately probably help the show.
Oh, totally, yeah.
So, you know, this is the slippery slope we're on. I mean, on some level, I bet the Olympics in Sochi are going to be one of the most watched ever because people want to see what happens because there's all this controversy and debate going in.
Yeah.
Anyway, I don't know. I mean, I ask you these questions because, correct me if I'm wrong, you're something of a provocateur yourself.
Sure. I don't know.
you're backing off.
Provocateurs don't usually call themselves that. So
that's right. No, but and that's why
I wouldn't comment on that.
Okay, no comment from you about that. See, that was a very provocative answer. I was like, he's not. You're kind of shape shifting in front of me. It's very. I'm compelled by you now. Anyway, I digress. All right, so you've got the new record Age coming out this month. What's coming up next for you and the Hidden Cameras? I mean, it sounds like you already got potentially a record, a new record that might be done soon, and then what happens with that?
I don't know. Good question. Retire? Who knows?
No, come on. You're not going to retire.
No, I'm working on, I'm just finishing up a kind of rootsy record that I've been working on simultaneously to this new record. So that's why there hasn't been a new Hidden Cameras record for 4 years,
right?
Because there's two being kind of created simultaneously. So
now, what's your definition of rootsy as it might relate to Age?
Age is not at all. I don't know.
Yeah, that's true.
Age is sort of deconstructing the music from my adolescence, the kind of punk music or angrier music. Whereas this is more like. To me, rootsy music is, you know, it's going to have a banjo maybe or an acoustic guitar or, I mean, Stu Cook's from $100, he's playing about 7 or 8 songs with the pedal steel.
Right.
There's covers, folk songs and stuff, so it's like the opposite of this new record.
Okay. So that...
it's way more sort of traditional. It's kind of exploring the idea of traditional.
Is it a kind of sound that you've explored in any way in the past?
I guess so. I mean, it's hard to say. I mean, maybe the two records do sound similar.
Yeah, it's going to be impossible for
hard
you to...
hard for me to say, because my voice is always going to be on it, so it's always going to sound a certain way.
Right, okay. So you mentioned that Age has this, I don't want to call it a theme or a concept, but it does have a kind of angle to it, a perspective on it. Does the new batch of songs have something similar, or its own... kind of running idea?
It's me flirting with the idea of writing traditional lyrics.
Okay.
Maybe. Most of the time. And, yeah, like traditional arrangements and I don't know.
Okay. No, I'm excited to hear that. That's great. I mean, it sounds like it's potentially something that could come out in within the year or no?
Could be, yeah, could be. Got to find somebody to mix a couple more songs, if you know anybody good. Looking around.
What about Andy McGoffin?
I haven't worked with him since 2002.
You know, he primarily does a lot of mixing and mastering stuff now.
Yeah, that might be a good idea, actually.
He's based in my hometown now, in Cambridge.
Cambridge?
Well, yeah.
You live in America?
No, not Cambridge, Massachusetts. No,
Ontario.
Cambridge, Ontario. Yes,
he moved from London.
He's in. He's got a studio. The House of Miracles is now in Preston, Ontario. Yeah.
And where? How far is that from Toronto?
It's about an hour.
Okay.
Yeah, you could do it. A lot of people have
that
been.
Might be good.
I think Jim Guthrie, did some of his stuff there.
Uh huh.
He would be good. I'm just telling you, Andy's great.
Yeah.
I don't have to tell you. You worked with him.
Exactly. Yeah, I love working with him.
He would be good. Okay,
it was like so long ago that we worked together.
Well, you know, maybe this would be a nice coming full circle part of your life. You're talking about your age. You're reflecting upon your life. This new record is more traditional. Maybe it makes sense to go and check out Andy again.
Yeah. Although most of the record's already been mixed by a German.
A German? Well, that is outrageous.
I know, but it's really warm sounding. It's like. It's not what you'd expect.
A German made something sound warm? I can't... No.
I know.
These are stereotypes that...
I mean, he's not singing or speaking on it. He just mixed it.
Okay, well, that's great. That's excellent. Well, I'm glad to hear you so prolific. And speaking of being busy and lots of stuff to do, you've got... The Hidden Cameras have a couple of Toronto appearances coming up in the next little while, including one at Long Winter this weekend, right?
Yes, I can't wait to be there. I was heard all about it last winter, and we're glad to be part of it. This Friday, we're playing at 12.
You're playing at midnight in the main hall at the Great Hall as part of Long Winter, and you've also graciously agreed to be on my live TV talk show.
Yes, that's at 10:45.
No, that's not.
10:15.
10. We'll just be there for 10.
Okay.
You're the first guest. You're the lead guest.
Great.
Okay, so yeah, that's Long Night with Vish Khanna. So everyone, if they can be seated by 9:45 at the Black Box, you can see Joel Gibb and I have a chat, and I have other guests. It'll be fun. I was writing monologue jokes today, Joel. It was fun.
Great.
Yeah, it's fun. Okay, so, and then beyond that,
you've... like the pre-interview.
We're kind of doing the pre-interview now. It could be a lot of the same stuff. I learned some things,
cool.
And I think we'll reveal some stuff to people who aren't, you know, who are there in the room and don't hear this show, so that's good. And you've got another big record release show, a proper show, at Lee's Palace in February, right?
Exactly. I think it's Valentine's Day.
Oh, well, that's
perfect date idea. Bring your loved one to our show, or come alone and meet your prospective new lover.
Friday, February 14th. That's quite lovely.
Oh wait, it's 15th. It's the 15th.
Oh,
when is Valentine's Day? The 14th.
That's correct.
Okay, so it's your post-Valentine pickup.
Right. Okay. That's you put a nice spin on it there.
Good.
Yeah, that's great.
February 15th,
you can check that out. Once again, the new Hidden Cameras album is called Age. It's out on the Evil imprint on January 21st. You can learn more about the band and their tour dates, as Joel just mentioned, at thehiddencameras.com. Joel, if we were able to go to a song right now from the record, what would you choose?
Whatever you want.
Well, how about Year of the Spawn?
Sure, yeah, that's the second single. The video was directed by Matt Wolff. I don't know if you ever saw the Arthur Russell documentary a few years ago.
Oh, yeah.
So that's the director, and he's compiled a lot of stock footage of teenagers from the 50s and 40s. So it's this black and white archival video.
Okay.
And that's coming out, I think it's premiering next week, I think January 17th.
January 17th.
The video will finally be out. And I just got this amazing remix from Alexander, the guy from Azari.
Oh, okay.
So there'll be a really good evil house remix of the song.
Oh, wow, that's great. Well, good for you. As I say, you've been doing this quite a while now, and it's nice to see you still working so hard.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome. All right, Joel, we'll see you on Friday night, and right now, this is The Hidden Cameras with The Year of the Spawn from their brand new album, Age, which will be out January 21st. Joel Gibb, you're a great man, and I look forward to speaking to you again.
All right, we'll see you later.
Hey, thanks again for checking out Creative Control with Vish Khanna. You can email me about the show at creativecontrol933@gmail.com. That's creative with a K, control with a K, 933@gmail.com. You can also follow our Twitter at Vish Creative, VishKreative. And you can also like our Facebook page. A version of this show airs on CFRU in Guelph every Wednesday at noon Eastern. And you can listen to that online at CFRU.ca or if you're in the KW region at 93.3 FM in Guelph. You can also sign up for the weekly mailing list for the podcast and the show at vishkhanna.com and subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. I believe that is everything I wanted to tell you. Thank you once again.